putting K-12 AI policies into practice. Summary: district leaders share how they have crafted and implemented guidance for artificial intelligence tools. Full article, JUL 28. Artificial intelligence. District leaders share how they have crafted and implemented guidance for artificial intelligence tools. K-12 schools are searching for artificial intelligence policies for staff and students. There is not currently a federal policy on school use of AI, and the AI guidance from the Departments of Education in 22 states does not equate to specific school policies. Some districts have begun to craft their own AI policies to fill the gaps. However, this approach also has its challenges. More than half, 60% of educators say they somewhat or completely disagree that their district has made clear its policies, Education Week reports. Districts must work as hard to communicate their policies as they do to create them, because when it comes to AI, people are going to use it, and we can't stop it, says Tracy Rowley, Senior Director of Educational Technology at Tucson Ares Unified School District. What do school AI policies include? In Tucson, our policy is not just for students, it's also for teachers and for our staff, Rowley says. We wanted to give people guidelines and guardrails, so they have an understanding about how to use it responsibly and ethically. The guidance within the policy is grounded in a basic premise. AI is meant to enhance what we're doing, to improve what we're doing, to support what we're doing, but it should not replace anybody, Rowley says. From there, the district's policy drills down into detail. When it comes to AI outputs, for example, ethical use means not just copying and pasting and taking what it says, she says. You need to be looking at your responses for fairness and equity. Other districts are writing their own guiding principles for the technology. AI should bolster teaching and learning, says Greenwich Khan, Public Schools Superintendent Tony Jones. With that overarching goal, the district has crafted a detailed regulation, and it starts with definitions. We don't want to assume our staff know generative AI versus non-generative AI, Jones says. Then it covers things like access and permission, ethical use, and data privacy and security. The regulation spells out best practices around things like proper citation for AI and data privacy. It also dives into academic integrity for students and adults, and covers plagiarism, cheating, and misinformation, Jones says. Tucson Unified also considered the policy's usability. It's very easy to read, Jones adds. You have bullet points that help students or teachers understand what's within each category. Dive deeper, experts share how to best embrace artificial intelligence in K-12 schools. What does crafting and communicating a K-12 AI policy entail? Districts should take a collaborative approach with departments and stakeholders as they begin to craft AI policies. I put a committee together of teachers across the district who were interested in this topic, and they went out and studied AI policy from Brown University, Harvard, and other leaders in the field, Jones says. Then our board's policy committee looked at what we had done, and they created the policy. For Rowley, her district's policy was the culmination of a 2-year process. We started by creating a task force and I invited anybody and everybody, she says. We had people from all parts of the district, teachers and staff members from HR, from purchasing, from communications, she says. The board then shared its input through 2 rounds of revisions before releasing the final policy. To ensure adoption, Rowley has spread the word about the policy through numerous channels. We are getting it on our website so parents and the public can see it. We have robust communications to all of our teachers and staff, she explains. Beyond communications, the school is working to train staff on the new policy. We've done training for teachers and for departments, and I've done training for parents at parent groups, Rowley says. Any chance we get in a group setting, we'll talk about it, direct people to it, and give people resources. How are schools handling fears around AI in K-12 environments? As an AI policy emerges, there may be pushback from stakeholders, users, and the larger community. School leaders need to find ways to address this opposition. For example, Jones had to allay fears that AI would deprive students of the chance to build critical thinking skills. Hands-on exposure to AI tools helped to reframe that narrative. Once teachers actually get in front of it and learn about it, most of them leave very excited about the possibilities for how it can enhance the classroom, she says. Rowley encountered the same concern, and her district's policy tackles it with the stoplight system developed by Arizona's Agua Fria Union High School District. Red is no use. Yellow is limited use under these specific guidelines. It's very moderate and careful use, Rowley explains. Then green is, we're using it, and teachers can make the choice. Guided by its AI policy, the district has already approved AI uses in Adobe Express and Canva, an example of how a strong policy framework can help to drive effective IT investments for best practices for schools creating AI policies. Several other best practices can help districts craft effective policies. Get buy-in. It really needs to be led from the ground up, Jones says. Let teachers drive decisions about AI tools because they are the users and the ones working with the students, she adds. Select tools thoughtfully. Once the policy has established the guidelines for their responsible use, schools will need to select and approve AI tools. Everything has to be vetted, Rowley says. She notes that teacher visibility should also be factored in. Can teachers see what students are doing and monitor the use? Remember data privacy. As with any school technology, AI tools must be compliant with the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act.